Last week, we learned the first letter in Igeres HaKodesh that dealt primarily with a tremendous push to finishing Shas, to learning Torah Shebaal Peh, and that learning Torah Shebaal Peh is the method of acquiring Emunah. The second emphasis was on davening properly. And he referred to a previous letter. So what I want to do tonight is learn the previous letter, and then learn some of the other writings about these, some unprinted letters. Well, now they're printed, but they weren't printed at this time. So take a look. Move in your Tanya to what's called Kuntus Achren. And with the English numbers, it's page 324. In the Lashon Kodesh numbers, it's Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Beis. And this is the previous letter that he's referring to that he wrote last year about davening. Okay, so obviously this letter wasn't around when they started the Igros HaKodesh. It wasn't printed until the later version. Okay, so we're learning it a little bit out of order. You got it? It starts on 324 there. Hecheach techiach esam yisachal. In the middle of the page. You shall certainly rebuke your friend. Afilu me'apamim, Chazal tells us, even 100 times. Ulezaisim, for this reason, le'uchal li'hisapek, I cannot restrain myself. Ulehachrish, and to be silent. Me'lizoik oid, to scream again. Be'koylan es chalusha, with a battle cry. Be'mitusim inach, I plead with you. Be'racham in Ephesian, with all forms of mercy. Chusunal nafshoy seichem, please have pity on your souls. He's screaming. Vehi shamru, and be careful. Vizaharu, and be warned. Ma'oid, ma'oid, exceedingly so. Ala Torah, about your study of Torah. Ala avodah shebelev zutfila, and about davening. Bikavana, with intent. What does that look like? Lahaschil kulam yachad ke'echod, that means to start everybody in unison. Mila by mila, word by word. Start davening and daven in unison. V'loy zebikoy v'zebikoy. Not one person's going to be here in this place in davening, and somebody else is going to be elsewhere in davening. Or, worse yet, v'zeh doymen, one guy is silent. V'zeh mesiach sicha b'teila Hashem yishmeren. And another guy, God forbid, is schmoozing. Daven together. V'ikr hasibu grama b'nezaken. But the worst causers of damages, whom I yard them lifnei atfila, is because of the chazanim lifnei ateva, the ones who are davening in front of the amud. It's become a free for all. Anybody who wants to go over, it's a borrowed term, or because nobody else wants to go. So it's a hefka world. Anybody who wants approaches the Amud. Be'il zeis, and if that's the case, zeis etza hayu'utza, this is the solution, with takana kivua, and I want this embedded as a rule, chayk v'liyavar. Eid. Chas v'shalom. I don't want anybody messing up on this, ever again. Dehaino, that is to say, livchar anoshim kivuyim, to have regular balei tefila haruim lezeh, who are appropriate to lead the services, al pi hagodol. Either you take a group of people who you know are appropriate for this and choose them by lot, or by the vote of the majority of the minyan. Dainu, that is to say, what do these people look like? Shemispalim mila b'mila, that they're davening word by word, b'derech hamitzuya, in an average fashion, because ram out loud, v'le marichim yosem edayim, they're not dragging out the davening, v'le mekatsim v'chaytim chas v'shalom, and they're not chopping the words. Somebody who is davening at a decent, normal pace.
Did Lubavitch learn?
Don't start with me. Ve'aleim mutul chayva, And it is upon those people who have the ability to daven in this fashion, later the Fnei Ateva, to daven before the Omid, called Echad V'Echad B'Yomei, each guy should choose his day of the week. So you're doing it by lottery. Monday, this guy davens. Tuesday, this guy davens. But they're all of this caliber. Bali Tvila. Now, look at the next thing. So now, first thing is you put a Bal Tvila up there who can daven slowly, word by word, and out loud. V'lesov elav saviv.
Q&A mode is on.
Kol am
Yisraelim. May now unmute themselves. Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
V'lesov elav saviv. And now this Bal Tvila should surround himself near him. Kol am Yisraelim b'kotas, with people who daven out loud, not screamers. At least people who daven out loud, not silent daveners, not people who are word skippers, as we find already old rules in many kehillas. Now, I'm coming to renew these takonas to strengthen these things, that this never be allowed to slip. Heaven forbid. And in Yiddish he writes, Gewalt, Gewalt. Now they have the original manuscript of this still. Gewalt, Gewalt. Ad Mosa Yezer Lonu Lamaikish. How long is this going to continue to be the stumbling block? Will I die Lonu Bukhalatechokhois Vahatsores Sha'avru Aleinu Hashem Yishmeinu? Is it not enough with all the tsores that we've suffered? V'yinachmenu b'kiflayim may Hashem comfort us doubly l'toshia v'yitar libeinu love the bemis and cleanse our hearts to serve Him in truth. All the tzoras, he's blaming all the tzoras
on bad davening.
Chizku va'am tzu levavchadim kol miyach l'Hashem. You who hope to Hashem, strengthen yourself, garner yourselves to daven properly. Properly. Okay, new subject. Gam ligmer kol hashas. I also want you to finish shas. B'chol shana v'shana. He's not talking about to each individual. He's talking about to each kehillah. Finish shas each year. U'b'chol ir v'ir. L'chalek ha-mesechtis al pi ha-goyro le-birotzen. To split up the tractates, either by choice or by lottery. V'yish yesh b'minyanim arbe. Cities that have a bunch of a larger group, Yigmar B'chol Minyan Minyan. I want each group, each minyan, finishing Shas. V'yameiz a minyan katan me'achil, and if a minyanim are smaller, yitzarfo lehem anoshim, meiz a minyan gadol, then go to the bigger minyan and grab a few people. B'bal yishun chayk v'liyava. I don't want to hear any excuses. I want every minyan finishing Shas. And each of these learners should finish each week, should finish saying Capital 119. That's the long one where each letter is mentioned, a pasuk with each letter is mentioned, starts 8 times. Okay, that's subject number 2. Finish us, say Tillim. Number 4. Due to the fact that we're a bunch of weaklings, none of us can fast the requisite number of fasts to rectify what we have corrupted. Okay, and when he gets a tshuva, he went through a process of how many fasts you need to fast for which sins. So, what are we supposed to do to set the record straight? So it comes up with a really novel approach. So the solution I came up with is Kamayim Chazal. It's always best to go back to Chazal. Chazal tells us, anybody who keeps Shabbos according to its halachas is forgiven for all of his sins. But, he says, there's a caveat, and that is Kihil Chasai Daika. That means keeping Shabbos not just by eating chont, but by keeping Shabbos according to its halachas. Okay? So we're looking for rectification. We're looking to set the record straight. L'chein mutl al kol echad ve'echad li'ezbaki be'ilchas erabes al shabbata. Every one of us must be proficient. Psh, what a word. In the laws of Shabbos. We need to know the laws of Shabbos. Now, included in that is v'gam yizorim ma'oid, we should be exceedingly careful l'shalei l'suach shum sicha b'teilach chas v'shalom, not to shmooze idle chatter on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
B'yoyis medayazayis l'yedachayin, because all of those who know the secrets know ki v'chol ha-mitzvahs yesh p'nimiyas v'chitzaynias. Every mitzvah has the inner component and the external component. V'chitzaynias me'ashabbos, so the external of Shabbos, hushvisa me'asiya gashmias, it is to rest from physical work, k'may sheshavas Hashem me'asoy shamayim v'aretz gashmim, just like Hashem stopped the physical work. Upnimiyas HaShabbos. What's the internal place for Shabbos? Fascinating way to look at this. Hi akavana b'tfilas HaShabbos u'b'talmud Torah. It is that on Shabbos there should be a greater geshmak in davening and in the learning we do on Shabbos. What could possibly be a greater geshmak? L'davka b'Hashem echot. Towards the goal of cleaving to Hashem. So while we do the same during the week, but the effort on Shabbos should be with greater kavana, both in the davening and in the learning we do, to be davik b'Hashem. K'may sheksiv, he says, I'm not making this up, it says it right in the Torah. Shabbos, la Hashem alikecha. Shabbos is designed to be for Hashem alikecha, v'zeu b'chinas zocher. This is the remembering, meaning that everything we do on Shabbos should be for the tachlis of cleaving to Hashem. That's zocher. U'b'chinas shamar v'pnimiyas. What's shamar if that's the case? Hu ashvisa midiburim gashmiyam. It's not to chatter idly on Shabbos. Just like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam stopped the talk of creation on Shabbos, so too should we refrain from idle chatter on Shabbos. Kizel l'umazeh, what a use of this term. Kizel l'umazeh salikim. There is a correspondence of what happens above happens below. Usually we say kizel umazeh is the side of Kedusha versus the side, the dark side. Here he's saying what we do here below corresponds to what happens above. Just like Hashem didn't speak, we should be careful with our speech on Shabbos. Shabbos isn't the time to talk about sports and politics and Narishkeit. It should be purposeful speech. And that is in place of fasting. That is Meichlin Lekolonis. Okay. So I want to go to two things. First of all, let's do this first. Take the sefer that you have. I apologize to those on Torah anytime. If you want to look it up, this is Mamari Admar Azokin. These are the Mamarim from the Alter Rebbe, Tav Kuf Samach Gimel, year 565. And this letter that we learned, meaning the first letter we learned last week, was copied. They have like 45 different copiers of the letters who copied it from his handwriting. But the Friday night following the letter, the Baal Tanya said Torah on his letter. That Friday, it was Parshas Chayesara. So that Parshas Chayesara on Daf Lamed Dalet, there's one paragraph here. If you remember, he was talking about how the exercise of learning Torah Sheba'al Peh develops the Amunah, but the expression, the coming to life, happens during davening. Okay, now here he gives somewhat of an explanation that we can sink our teeth into. What's the relationship? Okay, so it's the letter Dalid and Daf Lamed Dalid. V'ine nirli. Got it there on the bottom? Sha'atayr nislapsha benetzach hoid yisoid. There's a copy here, Alex. That the Torah is embodied in these three attributes of Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, Shehu, Bebriya Yitzia Asira, Bechulu, of course. Upirish, that means, Shenislabsha Behakelim, that this is where their expression comes about in reality, and as far as we're concerned, Kamei Seder Kodshim. Let me give you an example in Torah. For instance, we have all the Mishnayos, the Gemaras, the tractates that deal with the laws of the Beis Hamikdash, of all the animals and all the karbonos and so on, is who kli? It is that body of law, is a kli achachma, is a vessel for us to be able to absorb the wisdom that's contained, the godliness that's contained in those laws of kodshim. Okay? The same is true about all of Torah, meaning you could be learning about an ox goring a cow, but what's contained in those words, half of Maranaim is about this, what's contained in those words is Chachmas Hashem, is the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's contained in those ideas. Okay? We understand that when learning Torah, it's not just about the external factual cases, but it's about getting to the godliness that's contained therein. The infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch was contained in them in concealed form. So now he's saying, so we accept that. When we learn Torah, we accept that that's what's going on. We're trying to access the wisdom, the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to do it, Hashem tells us, is learn my Torah. You learn my Torah, you get me. Package deal. Ach. However, Ayideh Avedas HaTfilah, when we, after we learn, we go ahead and we work through davening, is me'iririm oisei shiyizgale. Davening removes the kernel from the shaft. It takes the light, this infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it reveals it from its concealed state. Davening cracks open the shell of the Torah so that we can access the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's contained in it. I can't believe you guys are just sitting there. Look what he's telling us here. He's saying that we learn to access the Ar Hashem, and when we daven, we can reveal it. It's cracking it up. It's opening. It's giving us access to the Ar Hashem. How? For who al yidei ruusa deliba shebetvila? It's by the awakening of the heart during davening. La'orin seif baruch hu. To this Eirin Tzayf, to this infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Me'irim Ha'isah, you awaken it, Ayideh Shiyiz Galam and Helam, by waking it from its slumber, from its concealment. He says, let me give you a mashal, because in Chabad, everything works with a mashal. Look a mashal, Hashal Heves, this is compared to a flame, Hakshura B'Hagacheles, that is tied, it is connected to a Gacheles is a coal. C-O-A-L. Okay? Sha'agacheles u'akli. The coal is a vessel. V'ashaleves u'ar. And the flame is the light. Now, you could take a coal that's in the, that's in the ashes, that's in the bonfire. You don't see the light. Especially after a while. Only initially do you see it. You pick it up, you're going to burn yourself because it's really, really hot. What can you do to it to bring it to a flame? If you don't blow on the coal, mistalekis, the flame is going to go away. It's going to go internally into the center of the coal. But if you blow on it, or you wave it You take air and you move air around the coal. You awaken the flame, shizgale, that it should be revealed, and what's more, v'layistalik, it shouldn't depart. So two things happen. Number one, if you let the flame lay idle, the coal lie idle, it's going to go out. Number two, it certainly isn't going to come alive in a flame. Kein al yidei avedas atfila. So too, through the work of davening, it is the awakening of the heart to this light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the process of fanning the light that it should be revealed by a kli in the vessel. You want to experience the Ur Hashem that's contained in the Torah, you got to fan the flames that are contained in it, and that is Avedas HaTefillah. V'day l'mevin. And I said enough for anybody who's got brains. K'mashal ha-shalheves ha-kshura v'gacheles ha-nal. V'day l'mevin. I can't say anything more. If you're not smart enough to pick up on what I'm saying, then it's too bad for you.
So without davening, that
order, it will go dead. It's not that it's there, but it's not gonna be inflamed. It's not going to be felt.
You're not getting the
art. Right. Now, it's interesting because the Maharanayim says the same concepts in different words. The Maharanayim says when a person sits down to learn, he should actually have in mind that my interest is to access, that my main interest is to access the Ur Hashem. I can't do it without understanding exactly how the cow and the donkey and the ox and so on are going to interact and all that kind of stuff. It's the only way God made it exclusive. The only way to get his Ur Hashem is by understanding his Torah. There's no way to go straight to Ur Hashem. But here he's saying that if you want to bring it to a Shalheves, if you want to make it alive, Avedas HaTefillah is the way. So recently they printed, Chabad printed, letters from the Baal Tanya. They've had several versions of this. And just a few years ago, about 5 years ago, so they gave out a volume just of the Baal Tanya's letters, and the people who did it made a separation between the Charsa Negeniza and the real letters, meaning that there was a period in history in the days of the Rayats that somebody revealed a whole mass of letters, from the Baal Shem Tov down to the most recent Rabbeim, all kinds of letters, the Rebbe Melech, and all the Rebbes and everybody back and forth, laundry lists and shopping lists and all kinds of letters and all kinds of stuff. They have been proven to be forgeries. Lubavitch insisted on embracing them as being real. And in the scholarly world, they've been rejected. So here, the chiddush here is that even in this Lubavitch Sefer, they separated them into two sections. You got the real letters, and then the Charsa Negeniza. You want to be a faithful Lubavitcher, you go learn those letters in the back. The rest of them, I mean, some of them were written on Shabbos. The guy who did the forgery did not do careful research on the dates. Just as an example. So, they have the letter that we learned, and here on Daf Lamed Gimel, Igeris Yud, there's an amazing letter that dovetails with what we're learning. And this is a letter that didn't make it into the Igeris HaKodesh. I don't know what that stands for. So it's to Harabani Hanogid Hamafursim Gvar Hukim Ala Avrach Marin Alexander Neriyor. They know who this is. This is a fellow by the name of Rav Alexander from Shklov, who was originally a Misnagid, and later he became a Chassid. Okay? So that writes the Baal Tanya to him. You got it up in the top of the page, Daf Lamed Gimel. Hine Af Ki Lo Yedatiu. I just wanted to point out one other thing. Every word here in his letters, throughout all of his letters, are borrowed from the language either of Tanakh or of Chazal. It is an amazing his knowledge of. I mean, there's no words that are not. How do you say a melitz in English? A It's borrowed language. It's just staggering to see his Yedias and Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, just Yecheskel, all over the place. Even though I don't know who you are, it's a pasuk in Iyuv, and I don't know what you look like. That's again a pasuk in Iyuv, but I've heard about you. That about the fact, as the prophet Yeshaya says, that the spirit of Hashem is bubbling in you. You made a decision not to stand with those mockers, hamaligim, who mock and make fun of bechafetzim, lavoid es Hashem, to those who desire to serve Hashem beemes, in truth, ba'avodah shebelev zu tefila. What turns out from what you see in the flow of these letters, and in the court cases that pursued the Baal Tanya and the fact that landed him in prison, was the emphasis on davening. This was the controversial issue, the tremendous emphasis that was placed on Avedis HaTefillah. Okay? And they changed, obviously that they changed the Nusach, but the main thing was that they had these minyanim where they were told, as we saw here, to spend an hour and a half davening shacharis and daven out loud. And mila b'mila, and so on. This was unheard of. It was heresy. So you decided, you Rebbe Alexander, decided not to join the mockers of these who spend time davening. Because you recognize that these people who make the choice to spend the time davening correctly have the upper hand also in Torah and in Gemilas Chasadim. These aren't just a bunch of empty-headed guys who want to stand around all day and daven. These are exalted Tamid HaChachamim. Umiyitin v'hoyezel lahem be'emes kal yomim halavai. They would keep this up all of their days. Flip the page. Lamed Aleph. Ach, ata, avru Torah schalfu chayk. But now, again, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. What has happened is they've exchanged the Torahs and they've changed the laws. Bivostom yachad olai, but they ganged up against me. Ligzar gzeres shmad ala tefila, to decree a gzera of shmad. I mean, that's pretty strong language. Shmad, gzeres shmad was forced conversion. Okay, so they have decreed a gzeres shmad against davening. Lispalo kemoisam dafka, that everybody's got to daven just like them. Ubli shum tnuah v'aramas koil, to daven without movement and without raising their voices. Kimalache Elyon, and they claim that it's like the heavenly angels. Behigiyam lemadrega elyona, when they reach the highest level of angels, ashein lemailim, and there's no level higher than that. Kemosh yiksiv ba'omdam terefen kanfeyam, their wings barely move. Va'af gam zois bekat elyona, but even that only applies to the highest level of angels. Hanikroim srofim, v'lei b'sharkit, as the other angels make plenty of noise. The other angels make a huge racket when they daven, when they sing their shira. Even the srafim themselves, except for that highest level, make noise. And they also have all kinds of actions that they do. So they move around and they make noise. Ulechein, and for this reason, ein rayim et tzaddikim rishonim. Don't go bring me proofs from earlier tzaddikim. Shayu gedolim mimalachi hasharis, who were greater even than the ministering angels. Avalanan, but for us, for our generation, yasmid yasme, who are orphans of orphans, ha'ela bedaitam lidam islam. Is anybody stupid enough to think that we should imitate those great tzaddikim of earlier generations? Ein zekim royal lev. All this is people of evil heart, v'sheker b'yaminam, and they're living lives of falsehood. So, don't sell me any religious jargon about having religious motivation against this davening stuff. Gets worse. Next paragraph. Vigam ha'emrim tefillin midrabbanan. The next argument they're going to use is, why are you guys wasting your time with all this davening? Davening is only rabbinic. These people never saw the day of light. They know nothing. Yes, true. The nusach that we have for davening, and the fact that we do it three times a day, that is rabbinic. But ikir inyano umehusa, but the main topic, the idea, the essence of davening, hu yisoid kol haTorah. It's the foundation upon which all of Torah is built. L'das is Hashem. Davening is about to get to know God. L'hakir, God loy v'tifartoy, to get to know His greatness, His splendor. B'day Yishlema, with a fullness of mind, and Yosheves, and with a settledness. B'binas Halev, with an understanding of one's heart. She is b'inin b'zeh, that we should think about it, we should contemplate it. Kol kach, ad she'is oira nefesh ha'maskelis, until we can awaken our thinking mind, lahavis Hashem, to love Hashem, will the dove come in to cleave to Him, ubi terasa in His Torah, v'lach poitz ma'oid b'mitzvayisav, and to develop an extreme desire to do His mitzvahs. That's what davening's all about. Asher calls inyan zeh nasalanu b'zman hazeh al yidei aminus psuki dezimra. All of this happens for our generation through the recitation of the psukim in Pesukim de Zimra, Ubirchas Krishma, the Fanel Achrean, and by contemplating what we're saying, by the Brachas of Krishma, both before and after, Bipeh Malay, if we do it with a full mouth, Ubikoyel, and with a voice, Hamayir Kavanah Zalev, that will waken our thoughts, Vikulai Vulai, and doing all that, maybe we'll be able to awaken some focus and some love. You go compare that to Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his chavraya. Hayadaylam b'krishma levad. Chazal tell us that for them Shema was enough. V'loyah yotzichim l'chol inyan zeh. They didn't need pesukim d'zimra, birchas krishma. Why? Shayaniknolem. They were on such a high level that it was immediately attained for them. Bashkafir yishayna, with their first glance. B'shiflus halev, in the humility of their hearts, haneman b'brisayitim, that was trusted in their covenant, in His covenant with them. Avol bizman hazeh, but nowadays, kol akorev al Hashem, anybody who has any relationship with Hashem, v'toam tam b'tfila pamachas, and had one good davening in their life, yovin v'yaskil, anyone will recognize and understand ki bilada, that without a proper davening, lo yorimish es yodoy ves ragloy, it is impossible for a person to lift a hand or foot, love with Hashem b'em, is to be a true servant of Hashem. Ki mitzvahs anoshim v'lamodo, all they'll be left with will be habitual practice of Judaism. They'll say the words with their mouths, but there's v'libam, their hearts will be rochik mimenu. And he says, I have another proof. For this reason, the satan will do anything to get us, to prevent us from davening properly. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, I came to awaken nefesh nediva, lilbesh bigdekina, your beautiful soul, to garner yourself with clothing of wrath. Lekanes l'Hashem. Go for it, to be vengeful for Hashem's sake, l'tayrosi, for in His Torah, l'hofer machshavis arumim, to get rid of, to defeat the thoughts of those who are conniving, v'leisaseno yedeim teshien, do not allow them to succeed. And if you succeed at this, it will be considered for you the tzedakah l'dovid adaylam, forever and ever. If the Torah would have said, Cursed is he who doesn't fulfill Laya Tekuma L'Sen Yisrael, Klal Yisrael never would have survived. Achshav Shenema Arash Shabla Yakim. But since the Torah uses the words he who doesn't support, say Chazal, Kol HaMachzik U'Mekim Ha'isim, anybody who supports and uplifts those who fulfill, Ma'alol V'Kosev Kilekiyam Kol HaTorah Kula, the Torah considers anybody who helps somebody else fulfill Torah as if they fulfilled all of Torah. Hashem should be at your help and allow you to succeed. Ki abo the time, Messiah Nesach Hazal say that somebody who comes to cleanse themselves, Hashem helps them. Because of my trust in Hashem, I've been curt. I would have loved to have seen this in the full version. His father was still alive when he wrote this. Interestingly, the letter continues with a lengthy scholarly tshuva about worms that are found in the lungs of an animal after it was slaughtered. And it's a very scholarly, funny that it's all part of the same letter. So here he just told us that the Avodah, the Tefillah, is to fan the coals, to get the flame to come to life. And here in this letter he tells us that not only is Tefillah an obligation, but it is the fundamental, the foundation upon which it's all built. It's really the goal to acquire a love, a Dveikus B'Hashem, a desire to fulfill his mitzvahs. And that the only way for people like us to get in touch with that is through Avodas HaTefillah. Take it up from here, Amir Tz Hashem.